Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, here at Drunken Lullaby Studios in scenic South Pekin, Illinois. Beermansky just finished devouring a 6-inch cold cut combo.
6 inches, let's just leave it at 6 inches.
Okay, alright.
Leave it up to there, man.
He filled his stomach with
6 inches
yoga mat bread and... Wasn't that a story?
They got rid of the yoga mat chemical.
Oh, it's not in there anymore?
It's not yoga mat now.
Okay. See, that's why I go to
Jimmy
John's.
That's how I got my workout.
Yeah.
If you eat yoga mat bread, it's like doing yoga.
It makes you flexible, yeah. And so you can suck your own dick soon?
I've been able to.
Oh, okay.
You can eat your own 6 inches.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. Well, we've got some new guests this week. It's not just Beermansky and I being stupid. My buddy, he's been referenced on the show... but has yet to appear, and that's because he lives in Chicago. But we're referring to my buddy Lucas, Brutal Eric's brother-in-law. So we're keeping it in the family here on Drunken Lullabies. Welcome to the show, Lucas.
Thank you. What's up, guys?
And speaking of keeping it in the family, he even brought his brother-in-law.
They said not much. You said what's up, and I heard them on the podcast. They said not much you.
I didn't hear him.
So, sorry.
Oh, cool.
I wanted you to know that.
Okay. You might need to clean your ears out.
Yeah.
Because they said it loud and clear.
They said it, yeah. Yeah. Right. Brian heard it. So.
And I'm Brian.
Yes, this is Brian, his brother, wearing a Golden State Warrior shirt, probably 100%. A big Sean Livingston fan.
I actually do like
Hometown
Livingston.
Boy.
That is pretty sweet how he... It was like, he went in the pros, he was like, it looked like he was going to be a bust, because, you know, he... Did that the most
that
disgusting injury ever.
Injury
and
was brutal.
Came back from that and is now good. It is pretty sweet.
Yeah. Going from almost amputating your leg.
That was so disgusting.
Potentially being their MVP during most of the postseason.
I remember hearing about that happening, and then somebody's like, have you seen the video? I'm like,
As somebody with bad knees, it was very uncomfortable to watch. Yeah.
His legs are so thin, and that thing is just
like a rubber band snapping.
Ugh.
Yep.
Ugh.
All right, well, we also...
I haven't seen it. Google Sean Livingston.
There you go.
Knee injury.
Knee blowout.
And then you'll need to drink
after. Yeah, exactly.
And we have another guest joining us from Iron Spike... In Galesburg, we are doing another Brewery Spotlight episode. Welcome, Brewmaster Blake.
How's it going, guys?
All right. This is going to get confusing. I'll just call him Brewmaster, and I'll just call you Fucktard.
Okay.
All right.
I like that name.
Well, it's the beginning of the show, so we have to let people know about the drinking game if they are unaware. So anytime somebody swears, anytime somebody makes an audible expulsion of gas, that means belches and farts.
I did just eat Subway.
And queefs, but that is not going to happen this week.
That's what you think.
You take a drink, and then anytime a pop culture reference, including impressions or just any reference we made, Cold Cut Combo, that's a Happy Gilmore reference, that's a drink.
That's what I call a hole in one.
There you go. And anytime the word of the day is said, take a drink. And I'm going to make the word of the day, Blake. Because I have a feeling it's going to...
That's terrible. Why would you do that to people?
Penis.
Penis is a good one.
Yeah, that really was a good word of the day. That word got said way more times than I thought it would. All right. Well,
I'm doing.
So is the word of the day Blake's penis? Or is
no, Blake? Just that Blake.
Very
just Blake.
Yeah.
We usually just
that
stick with
that a lot.
Word.
Right.
Word of the day.
One word.
All right, well, it's time to play Beermansky's favorite game.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to play Spin the Bottle.
Beer Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Come from dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Come from dial, no. Pound that beer.
Okay, it's time to spin. Let's see who the lucky bastard is. Oh, I'm going to say proportionate to where we are sitting, that totally looks like Blake.
It does.
Oh, fuck you guys.
All right, so, Beermansky, you have options. You can drink the Revolution Uplink collaboration, revved up the coffee brown.
I don't know, what's the lower alcohol?
Okay.
How about that?
Or the Coronado Brewing Company Orange Avenue Wit. This is 5.2, and the Revolution is 5.5, so it's toss-up.
I don't really give a fuck, man. Just give me the can, because it's easier to open.
Got it.
Damn this game.
You created it.
I know, but I thought a guest would win once in a while.
And now what glass are we pouring that into?
It's my favorite fucking glass ever, dude. This is Belle right here from Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. All right, well, I got a new iPhone, so I can take videos again now without it fucking up, so... We're going to record this week's rendition of Spin the Bottle with
sub.
Blake's bedhead. All right.
Should I put a hat on? Go Cubs.
Go Cubs.
Sure.
Go Cubbies. My Cubbies hat on.
All right. Do it.
Bottoms up.
Be our guest.
Oh, that's impressive.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Oh, damn.
That's how it's done.
It's impressive.
All right.
A little bit of coffee in there. It's caffeine. That'll get you going.
Some malty notes. A little bit of coffee.
Get you going.
Yep.
Well done.
All right.
Well, I don't know how you taste any of that.
Right.
Thus concludes this week's Spin the Bottle. All right. Now, let's get on to the real beer drinking.
I just had a feeling. I don't know how you look at it.
You're the real winner.
You're winning or losing.
You're the real winner.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Blake, Iron Spike Blake, Brewmaster Blake, what beer should we drink first?
Well, I guess we could go, easiest to, I don't know, a little more abrasive after that. Light Rail would probably be the closest thing.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Good plan. All right.
Doing a full one apiece?
We'll probably just do half.
I like you guys' can designs a lot.
Each.
Two, I gotta
two
say.
Cans Thank will you. Probably do it two for cans. The five of us, I would say.
Yeah, they were all done by On 11 Design out of... I originally grew up with the guys, so I went to high school with them. He's out of Chicago now, but...
Okay.
So it's pretty cool, though.
Jake Reeder, they're pretty sweet.
He did a good job. He's actually taking care of all our... we can send some more. Taking care of all of our... social media and that kind of stuff as well. Redesign our website.
I like the design because, I mean, it's silly.
Yeah,
I thought the cans were very cool. Some cans, people look at that stuff when they go in, to a liquor store. I mean, not sure. That it should affect what you get, but, I mean, sometimes if something pops out of you, it looks cool. I mean, that could influence
the
decision.
Yeah, that was, part of our design was, or part of our thinking behind it was we wanted to have a can that did,
it catches your eye.
You have to sell that beer in the store somehow without us being there, so the can design is the
easiest thing. Slightly uniformed, but... individual for each beer.
Yeah, that's what's cool. Yeah, the cans, have a similar style, so it's that brewery.
And this one is, it's the cream ale, it's the light rail. It's a classic American ale brewed with corn and American two-row malt. Light-bodied with a sweet corn aroma, and it's easy to drink all year round. Does that sound right, Blake?
That sounds correct.
Okay. So, yeah, I had been to Iron Spike on my birthday last year, and... did a full flight. I remember making sure to order the Midnight Express strictly because of the wrestling reference, in my opinion. Yeah, I thought of Beautiful Bobby Eaton and Sweet Stan Lane. I know that's not what it was named after.
You can incorporate a wrestling reference into anything.
I know I can.
And I swear. It's Dustin.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see these start to get canned this year, and I talked to Blake... when he was at the Iron Spike table during the Peoria Beer Fest, and was like, "Hey, let's do something this year." And it took a little while to get schedules lined up, and everybody's busy. But hey,
stars aligned.
Here we are. And now we're drinking. And it's kind of our
gateway craft beer, easy to drink for everyone. We don't have domestics on tap at our brew pub, so.
Good for you.
Yes, good.
Cheers to
you
that.
Shouldn't.
We do keep one cider on because I'm not going to brew that, but that's about the only thing we keep on. So that's the beer that if somebody comes in and isn't a huge craft beer fan, it's an easy
if they're
to
like,
drink.
Where's the Bud Light, Miller Light? Okay, try that. I like it. It's got like a just almost like a light amount of like sweetness. Not like sweet, but just like a light amount.
It's not as skunky as a Pilsner would be.
Yeah,
and
it's
stuff,
not like he doesn't have any taste. It's just real smooth. Like, this is a beer that I would love to have like in the summer, just on a hot day sitting out.
Blake,
because I don't want to drink.
You can drink it all year round.
Well, yes, that's true.
It's
I would
not just
drink
for
it.
The summer.
It is, I would, or anytime you want to sit and drink a lot of beers, this is like something that.
Yeah, it's 5%.
Yeah, so
it's still.
It's an all day.
It's pretty sessionable. It's the the can I grab when I go out on the lake, something like that.
It's awesome. So. You can sit and drink these all day. Like sometimes even just drinking IPAs, I get a little cloying to me. And obviously, if like I'm sitting out in the sun, I don't want like a porter or stout.
No,
you know, something. That's
no,
like, just,
not at all.
Why not?
I mean, I can do it as big stout guy as I am, but I'm not gonna drink them all day. You know, maybe one or two. But
you know
like,
what this is? It's a good baseball beer.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a great baseball beer.
It's actually, and right now, every time the Cubs are on, Dollar Light Rails in-house at the brew pub. Yeah.
Sweet.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, so anytime.
I need to move to Gales.
Cubs playoff games. So.
It's a shame it sits to drop.
Yeah.
Now, I got my John Lester shirt on today.
Has anybody else been to Iron Spike from...
No, I need to. It's like I said, I don't even know if I've been to Galesburg.
Yeah. I don't think I have.
It's not that far, but it's like...
Yeah.
I just don't have a lot of reasons to go to Gales.
We were on the way up to the Quad Cities, and that was our first stop. I was like, I wanted to check it out. I'd heard good things. The food was good. I believe I had fish and chips, because that's what I always get.
Well, yeah, you guys have a pub.
Yeah, it's a brew pub.
I need to go.
And it's very, very nice. And
how far is it?
Here it was 45 minutes.
Okay, so
no, you jump on 74.
Still
west.
Yeah, exactly. I could get down there and have some dinner, and it's really annoying me that I don't know if I've been to Galesburg. Is that where there's that like Capone's, or is there some Italian restaurant down there?
No,
or maybe that's some other city. Okay, I'm trying to.
You're out of your damn mind.
There's a homebrew shop there, isn't there?
There is actually.
Wait, isn't that closing soon?
It is closing.
There was firing.
I saw Eric.
Some guys locally were upset.
Brutal
about
Eric
that,
posted
dude.
About
I know,
it.
It's,
yeah.
it's,
Dan Plagg.
It's rough. That's where I bought all my... I still homebrew. I have a setup in our garage.
That's awesome.
This isn't considered homebrewing anymore at this point.
This isn't, but...
That's where it all started.
I still homebrew even though you're doing it for work. Yeah. It doesn't feel like, oh, it's a job or I don't want to do it. That's like shows that you really enjoy what you're doing. Like, you still want to do it and keep...
Sundays before football games or something, I usually try to brew something. In the summer, I don't get to brew as much as I like, but winter's a good time to do it, so...
Have you ever barrel aged anything? Like got in a barrel and like?
Well, we're entering two things in a FOBAB this year. So.
No, I mean personally.
Oh, personally, no.
Sorry.
No, it just takes so much brewing to fill up a barrel.
Yeah,
it's hard to come by smaller barrels.
That's
really.
True.
So,
yeah. Okay.
I know the homebrew clubs. I've never been able to be a part of it, but
we'll like kind of do a collab.
Everyone will brew one day and like dump it all in the barrel.
A little Cuvier.
So, so they all brew the same recipe, every time.
As close as they can.
As close as they can, yeah. So,
so what are you guys entering into FOBAB as far as, like, the brewery?
Yeah, so Red Line, which we'll be able to try, it's red pale ale. We barrel-aged it in bourbon barrels from, Cody Road bourbon barrels from LeClaire.
Okay.
Barrel-aged a pale ale, huh?
Yeah.
That'll be different.
It was a second run.
They're trying to get people like me into barrel-aged beers.
Well, it was the second use of the barrel, so it's not as pronounced bourbon flavor, but it's still there. And then we did Dark Territory, which is chocolate caramel stout that we do every year.
There we go.
You guys release that like package?
Cheers. Not yet. No,
it's only at the pub.
It is right now. We're working on actually coming out with bombers, so we can get some special stuff out.
Cool.
As well.
You guys don't have bombers now.
No,
right?
We don't. We just cans. Okay. And to get the production of cans, we need to do. To buy a truckload, we have to buy so many cans that we just can't do it.
To do
our seasonal stuff now. So I think we decided to go the bomber route. We can make an easy counter pressure filler, bottle filler, and get some bombers out there.
That's awesome.
So. Nice.
When do you guys release that, just for my own sake, in case I want to drive down? Because I am a dark beer guy. He is like the light.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like that stuff.
I like everything.
You'll have some IPAs and stuff, but you go for the heavier. I drink
typically
the lighter and enjoy the heavy stuff occasionally.
I like everything.
I got a bomb in my fridge upstairs.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I drink everything.
No, I am.
But, like, when could I get this? If
we usually bring it out in January.
And then is it, like, one of those things where it's gone pretty quick?
No, we do. We do 10 barrels. Yeah, a couple months.
Okay,
for sure.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, because I mean it is a 8-9% beer depending on where it comes out every year. So
it's not like people are pounding it.
Yeah, you can't drink so much. It does last a while, but put on nitro last year. It was really good.
Oh,
so.
You guys have nitro?
Yeah.
Nice. The American Gladiator?
Oh, my God. Now related to wrestling somehow.
What beer should
nitro
we...
Nitro stuff is awesome.
You know, before we move to the next beer, I'm just going to make a comment on this one.
Yeah, keep going.
For anybody out there that says, like, oh, Spotted Cow is, you know, the most delicious beer,
it's
and
not.
I have to drive to Wisconsin.
Like, it's not.
This is... as good or better than Spotted Cow.
I
agree. It's very good. And
I don't get the hype with Spotted Cow.
I like this more. I think the hype with Spotted Cow is the fact that it's only in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what people know from New Glarus.
So are all their other beers, and so many of them are better than Spotted Cow.
People just don't know, or people don't want to try, like, a Scream Double IPA.
They should.
Which is awesome. I know.
Yeah, it's a great beer.
That's the most generic beer that people, that anyone that drinks Bud Light, Miller Lite, or something will... try a Spotted Cow and be like, yeah, I like
they
it. Like, oh,
house.
It's Wisconsin only, so if you're heading up there, pick me up a case. But yeah, I agree. I like this more than Spotted Cow, and I'll be honest, I had never had this beer before we started.
He didn't go to beer
and
fest.
Now, yeah. And now, well, I don't make it out as much with a one-year-old, well, nearly one-year-old, but...
You just need to
now
bring
that I, like,
your baby
this,
backpack and
whenever I
on.
Want, like, a six-pack of something, just, you know...
And it's available...
drink. Like, this one I'll pick up at Broadway.
In this whole
Broadway
area.
Carries, say they carry the Iron Spikes.
How wide is your distribution radius?
So, we're with three distributors right now. Stern in the Quad Cities all the way up to, I guess, Galena. And then we're with G&M in Galesburg. But they just acquired AB House in Dixon. So, we actually go all the way up to Freeport. Dixon kind of...
Freeport
down.
Pretzels!
Yeah.
You guys get Freeport. Sorry, that's their high school. That just comes up every time I hear Freeport pretzels.
That's
like, how do you forget that your mascot's the pretzels? Yeah, like, I mean.
It's my kind of school.
So that takes us pretty far, all the way down to Macomb. And then just brewers in Peoria. So we still haven't got
still
to Bloomington.
Good amount.
Yeah, it's
going on.
Yeah, yeah, we're working on trying to get it up in the Rockford area, Bloomington, Champaign, Springfield. So to come. I mean, we're not pushing a bunch of distributors kind of...
Yeah, you don't want to extend yourselves, you know, in your production.
Especially when you're starting, you have a certain amount of capacity, and and you want to be able to satisfy the markets you're
just
in. And you don't want...
Just
and
tap
if people do
it
like
in.
You, yeah. Exactly.
A little tap.
So what's the next one we should go with?
I guess we'll do the Hanker, which is a
Hefe.
Yep.
German Hefeweizen.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, I can start that one up. And this is another one that I remember having in my flight. It's only 4.6%.
Good.
So we're dropping it down.
So Blake can chug one.
Yeah. Give us
a pass.
Do you need to open another one? Or?
Oh, we should be good.
I think we're good.
There's
and this
I had
is,
a lot of stiff sounds last night. I drank that. Yeah, I don't know if you. Or no, you're not. You need to get in our Peoria area beer nerd group. I drank a Bourbon County Rare last night.
You're not supposed
night.
To talk about it.
Oh, sorry.
Don't you know the first
it's
rule?
It's a secret.
Now, do you call this a Weiss beer or a Weiss beer? How do you pronounce it?
I would say probably Weiss beer.
Okay.
You have to say Hefeweizen.
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 Well, with a name like Wyckoff, I feel I have to go for, like, the German pronunciation.
Then you should say, like, Berliner Weiss.
Yeah, that's what I do. And I may sound pretentious.
I'm half,
you know.
German. My mom's actually 100.
But this is it's a traditional Weiss beer. B-I-E-R. Beer.
Oh, wow.
Brewed.
So you have to spell it, because it's, like, said the same, but you have to
beer.
Spell it just
beer.
So people know
beer.
Which beer you're saying.
Nice beer.
You can guttural instead and do beer.
With a 50-50 ration of wheat and pale malt, and Blake uses traditional German hops to produce a light citrus
Brewmaster
flavor.
Blake.
Yes.
I don't do any of that.
No.
Don't give me any credit.
And it's fermented with a Hefeweizen yeast strain to produce a distinct banana and clove aroma and flavor.
This is
good, man. All I can think after drinking this is I need a brat right now.
Nah,
yeah.
Absolutely. This is another one that's good, because I'm not big on, like if stuff's real Belgian-y or, like, super
very
banana-y, but, like, the Hefes or Hefes or whatever you want to call them, like, it's a little lighter, and I actually really like this, and my buddy is, like, super into, like, this is his favorite style of beer, and he lives out in L.A. now, but next time he's home, I'm not... He's always like, what should I buy?
That's what I'm going to tell him.
Are you talking about Motor Mouth Matt?
Loudon? Oh my god, I forgot he was on the show. That's right.
He was just on the show.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he never stops talking. After the show, he's like, I knew I would suck. Because we call him Motor Mouth Matt because he never talks. Like, he doesn't. He's not.
We already have nearly silent Nick. Yeah. So, you know.
You don't need somebody
else.
He
doesn't talk much. He's like, I knew I should have just sat there because, like, he was just going to sit and, like, hang out while he did the podcast and let him try the beers. But I was like, no, I'll be on the podcast. And he probably said all of 100 words.
He brought that beer from Stone that he had no idea what it was.
That was hilarious. That was so funny.
Now, Brewmaster Blake, how long have you been dabbling in the brewing arts?
Well,
tell us how you got to where you are now.
So, I guess I would have just been 21.
How old are you now?
26.
Okay.
So five years. Watch football every Sunday. My uncle and I do a mix six, so we do half and half, try a bunch of different beers. And, I don't know, I come from a background of building things, so I was like, I want to make that. So my brothers apparently heard me, went to the homebrew shop in Galesburg, bought me a kit. 2 years later, I'm brewing in a brewery, so...
Holy shit, so you've been brewing at the brewery that long.
I've been there 2 years, so...
I'm just saying, that's pretty impressive that you went from... I started homebrewing to, within 2 or 3 years, I'm brewing at a brewery. That's
it's very impressive.
That's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I've been homebrewing for 4 years now, 3-4 years, something like that. I'm nowhere close to, like, I should open a brewery. Yeah. That's awesome.
Took a leap of faith there, so... That's working out so far.
Yeah.
And these are great. Awesome.
Thank you.
They're really good.
Yeah, they really are. Like, I'm not just saying that because you're on the show.
Yes, you are.
Liar.
I swear to God.
Just because, like, his name's Blake.
That cream, that does give him some points. Don't get me wrong. Nice. But, like, that cream ale, especially, like, I still like this one. This is one I would tell my friend
I'm definitely more on the cream ale.
Okay, I'm going to pick this one.
My style.
That cream ale is something that, come the summer, I'm totally going to pick that up. Because usually if I'm going to drink a lot of beer... Basically, if I'm going to be drinking all day, when I pick up, like, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, but even that, sometimes at a certain point, gets
too many,
too
acidic.
Too sweet, and that cream ale is just, like, you could sit and drink that, and it doesn't get cloying at all. Like, I'm a big fan of that. And it's like you said, when I'm in Wisconsin, if I'm going to go out, and I know I'm going out with friends, because I got a buddy who lives up there, and if we're drinking all night, I don't want to drink heavy stuff. A lot of time, I'll sit and drink, like, Spotted Cow, but I'd rather be drinking that.
Agreed. It's really good, yeah. This one's good, too. The banana sometimes in these is too sweet.
That's right. Yep.
It's nice and balanced. You can actually taste some grain in there. Yeah.
Banana is my least favorite fruit. So is my least favorite fruit in a beer.
Brianna. I started saying Brianna, but I said banana. I say this would be a good one for her. She's like the Belgian.
She prefers the Belgians a lot more than I do, and it looks like we may have a couple cans left, so I'm sure she will be enjoying one of them later tonight.
That's good.
This is still really good. I mean, and I could pick this up and drink a six-pack of this.
Yeah, this is easily one of the best heffies I've had, actually.
Yeah, it's tasty.
And you know what else is tasty? Our band of the week.
I thought you were going to say six-inch sub from Subway.
Oh, no.
No, just 6 inches, remember.
Just 6 inches, that's right.
I thought you were going to say Blake's penis.
No. Anyway.
Anyone would know it's Brian.
That's not the word of the week. It's just Blake. Just Blake. You're not supposed to tell anybody about that. My bad. That was forbidden weekend back in high school.
That's a snap. Forbidden fruit.
We'll get more into that later during guest questions. All right, but our band of the week is White Lung, and they're on Domino Records. They are out of Vancouver, British Columbia, so we're featuring another Canadian band. I've been doing that a lot lately.
Is that like the opposite of what you get when you never are in a coal mine? Instead of black lung, you have white lung?
I think
your lungs are just, like, so clean, because they're from Canada?
I thought you were going to go much more perverse than that.
I know what you were thinking.
Let's just say it's what happens when you work in a cocaine refinery.
Yeah, there we go. I fucking love this job, it's so great, I love this job, oh my god!
White lung is
the best thing ever! Let's call it white lung, yeah!
I'm working so fast!
Fuck yeah, oh my god!
But they're a punk band, they formed, I'd say they're almost more alternative rock now, but they formed in 2006, and they've had 4 albums out now at this point, and their newest one, called Paradise, is in my top 5 albums of the year. I haven't stopped playing it since it came out. super tight album. It's another like 10 songs and it's over in 32 minutes. So I can like listen to the whole record on my drive to work. And we're going to play one of the singles off of the album. This is Dead Weight from White Lung here on Drunken Lullabies. Was an explosion of Iron Spike goodness.
Explosion.
All right, we're back. We're here to drink more beer. What are we drinking next, Blake?
This is our Flatback IPA. It's I like to call it a Midwest IPA. It's kind of balanced with grain and hops, so it's not super hop forward. Easy to drink. 65 IBUs. One of our flagships, sells really well.
And this is what I got my growler fill of when I was there to bring home. Of course.
I really am loving these can designs.
Yeah, these cans are cool.
I feel like, I know I've already said that, but it sounds dumb, but like there are times I see like cans from a brewery or like when they come out with cans, because canning is like very big now. And honestly, I prefer like cans to bottles. I don't know why. Maybe I just feel like if I'm drinking out of a can, it stays colder. I don't know, but there's times you see a can's, like, artwork, and I'm just kind of like, oh, that's dumb, or why'd they, you know, why'd they think of that? Not that it matters. Like, I'll still drink a beer if it's good, but it's like, it does play into, like, people, because, you know, I feel like since I drink a lot of craft beer, I know a lot of these breweries, I know stuff, but, like, if people come in and they see, like, there are people that literally will go in, and I know I did it before. When I got into beer, I would see a cool label, and I would buy a beer because of it. Yeah, and that Umane or whatever, like, yeah, that's one where you just have to know, like, I know the brewery, if I want to try something, to try it, but there are people that probably go in and just be like, that's boring, and then they see the cool one next to it. I mean, it's silly, but...
My wife,
we got that in, very, very nice.
She'll pick out a bottle every now and then, she's like, oh, I love the artwork on this bottle, do you know if this beer's any good? I'm like,
grab it if you like it. Sure, yeah.
I think it is kind of true. You go down the list, like, go down the aisles in the craft beer store, it's like every bottle looks the same most of the time. It's like the same fonts, the same just kind of
aesthetic. Yeah, so if something jumps out at you, even if it just gets you to pick up the bottle and look at it and be like, what is this beer? And then maybe you do look at it and you're like, oh, this sounds good. I'm going to try it. You know, even if that's all it does, because, you know, the bigger place you're in, I mean, even just like my shop that I go to isn't that big, but you can still look through everything, you know, like Broadway here in Pekin. But if you're at a Benny's, I mean, good God. Yeah. Yep. You know, there's...
We got a lot of selection.
Yeah.
Even like Hy-Vee, Friar Tuck.
I mean, exactly. Any place like that. It's crazy how many...
It works, too, because I think that's kind of what got me into Founders to begin with, was that every bottle has its own design. So like, it kind of gets you excited, like, oh, it is something new.
It's like Pokemon.
It's not just... Yeah, it's Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all.
It's beer Pokemon.
I think that's what Untappd is. It's basically my version of Pokemon Go.
I still can't get into it. I tried. I was doing a good job checking them in for a little bit. And
am I up to now? Last year, I hit... I think it was 1666 on Halloween, which I thought was appropriate. And I'm now...
That's ridiculous. I don't know how many beers I've had.
I've
I know how many are on Instagram.
Oh, that's what it was. I hit... No, that can't be right. I've drank way more than...
And it's so much easier to check a beer on Untappd than to, like, take a picture and post
that's
it
what
on
it
Instagram.
Was.
But I don't know. That's just, like, I started doing that, so I always do that. And then I'm like, oh, I got chicken here.
Yeah.
I gotta go over to Untappd afterward. And
I hit 666 last Halloween, and I'm now at 1667.
Nice.
So I've had a productive year.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Good.
Over 1,000 new beers in a year, so...
That's insane.
Yeah. Well, when you do these shows...
Yeah, that's true.
I use it sporadically. Like, the last 2 weeks, I honestly have only checked into maybe two beers, and I probably drank, like, 35 beers. I was like, GABS
sometimes
Saturday. I was in Denver last weekend.
Yeah. That's the thing. Is like, especially at Beer Fest, if I'm sitting there, or if you're with a group of people doing a show...
I take a copy of the list.
I almost hate it when people have Untappd, because a lot of the time, I might take pictures, and maybe I go back, but I've even been bad about putting stuff on Instagram later. I'll be back and be like, oh, I didn't put that picture on, because I hate it when, like, you're sitting around drinking with a group of people, or you're at, like, a brew fest, and it's like, you want to talk and chill, and then everybody's, like, on their phones trying to make sure they checked in the beer, and then, you know, they're...
I do it because I forget what I've drank.
And...
It's
a checklist. It's a tool for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is good for that.
I've
That's why I put some stuff on Instagram, but even then, at that point, I was like, I don't care. If I remember, I remember, but there are times where somebody's like, have you had that? And I'm like, I think so.
Sure,
I don't know.
I've been at Friar Tuck before and almost picked something up, and I'm like, let me double check, and I look and I'm like, oh, I only gave that three? We'll put that back. You know, that's what I use. It's like, oh, if I gave it a 3.75 or higher, I'll buy it again. If it has less than that,
oh, man.
I don't normally...
You heard it here first, breweries. If you check Dustin Wyckoff's...
unless it's like a go-to beer for me, that it's like...
you see less than a 3.75,
you know,
step your game up.
Yeah.
You know.
Step it up.
If unless, you know, like I said, it's something that is a go-to for me. Those are usually like 3.5ers.
My dad wouldn't be good at Untappd because his thing is, I've never had a beer I didn't like. I just like some more than others.
Five.
Never had a beer he couldn't drink.
Now, Brewmaster Blake, are you on Untappd?
We are. Yeah, we are on Untappd. I check it pretty regularly, and Toast. Most
I remember getting toasted while drinking the beer at the restaurant still. I hadn't even left yet, and I was like, oh, okay, they're really on top of things here.
I gotta say, like, as a brewery, it would be, like, tough sometimes, like, if you see people, they're like, oh, I don't like this beer.
Right.
This beer's garbage.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel a kick in the nuts?
Yeah, every once in a while. I mean, you're gonna have feedback, so not everyone's gonna like what you put out.
Yeah, exactly.
The ones that frustrate me the most, though, are, like, they get, like, say, an IPA or something, like, a low rating or a hefty, and they're like, I don't like this style. It's like, why'd you order it?
Well,
that's
what I think is bullshit is when people rate shit. It's like, drink it, and then you could, even if you rate it, you could put in your rating, like, but to be honest, I don't really drink IPAs.
Yeah,
or just don't rate it.
Would you trust a vegan's opinion on steakhouse?
Exactly. Just check.
No.
Just say don't rate it. But I will say the thing that's probably good is I'm sure you don't sit there and like berate people if they give you a bad rating. Because I saw this. I like Beer Trade a lot, and I'm in one group, and these people shared this one brewery. Like somebody gave their beer a bad rating, and the person like got on whoever from the brewery, and basically was like. Like, upset about it, clearly, and was, like, calling this person, like, stupid, and, like, saying this stuff, or, like,
you know,
like as a brewery, yikes. Why would you want to do that? It's, like, the worst publicity.
Yeah.
So then all these people in this group were, like, fuck these people, and got on and just started, like, just shitting on their beer, and, like, giving them, like, and just saying awful things, and I'm, like, don't ever do that. If you're a brewery and somebody gives you bad feedback, like, you know, you could even say, like, I'm sorry, you had this... you know, you do the professional thing where you really, deep down, mm-hmm. it's like, yeah. I want to be like, yeah. well, fuck you, you didn't like it, don't, you know, if you didn't like the style, don't order it. But it's right. like, you gotta hold your tongue yeah. like, when you're a business. I had a good time reading that thread, though.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. On the bright side, you had an excuse to crack a beer and then just sit there and read
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. I was just thinking all this, like,
you watch someone
I was just like, oh my god, time. I can't believe this. Because then all these people got on and were, like, checking in this beer. Because, like, it's a beer trading group, and this one lady was like, you know, say the brewery is in Georgia. She's like, well, you're from Massachusetts, and we don't sell our beer there. So clearly, you know, this review is fake, blah, 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 blah. And the person's like, or someone sent it to me in a box because I trade beer, and it was yep. an extra that someone yeah. just
it
sent.
Just, it know? Reminds me of Jay and Silent Bob. I think it's in Dogma, where they're reading all this.
No, it's Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, it's Jay and Silent Bob. And they're like, you are the ones who are the ball yeah. lickers. Yeah. You know, and like they go to yeah. they go door to door to kids' houses and like just punch them in the face. So, yeah, not a good avenue to go down if you're...
You definitely have
Kevin
to learn
Smith
something
on yeah. social media. Yeah. So yeah.
It's frustrating, but coolest thing. At the same time, we get a lot more good reviews than we do those exactly. kind of reviews.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
Take them with a grain of salt. At first, it was tough for me.
Oh,
but
I agree.
Well, especially me being, you know, new to brewing and doing all that stuff, I'm putting, you know, what I think is a good product out there, and people are, you know, rating it, and... So you're worried about it, and you're nervous, and then you get those, and you're like, you don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's frustrating, but
it is
part of it.
Is. Yeah.
So
as a brewer, do you think that brewers in general tend to be more sensitive about that, though, because it's a labor of love?
Those are
like,
my babies.
Like, people never really yeah, just make beer and then just kind of like, eh, it's just beer. Who gives a shit? Like, it tends to be like, you're making fucking beer.
Yeah, yeah. Probably like, going yeah. through a lot of iterations.
Yeah, like, this is the 20th like, time I've made this.
Yeah,
it's
not like, oh, I just
and,
brewed this beer and
yeah.
stuck it out in the
yeah,
market, mm-hmm. you know?
Although
yeah.
some people do that, I'm sure.
Well, it'd be different if it were like, okay, this is something at the brewery I put out, and we just called it Experimental Beer Number 1.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
it's like, it's the first time I brewed
yeah.
it. And somebody says, I don't like it. It's like, okay, well, I just tried that. I won't try that again.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
maybe, like, but if it's something you've been brewing for a while, it, you know, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm sure most brewers do, especially smaller brewers, you know, on when they're the ones coming up with the recipe, putting the grain in the mash tun, mm-hmm. making it, you know, I mean, it's, it does get, you know, you have more passion towards it than if it's just a recipe on a book and you're a production just to make it,
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
What could be frustrating, too, I could see is, especially with IPAs, if you're a brewer where, you know, and someone's buying your IPA and they're like, oh, well, this sucked. It's like, well, a lot of people don't know, like, you know, you want to look at dates on IPAs. And
yes.
it's like, well, what yep. if somebody went to the store that had this flatback IPA sitting on the shelf for 9 months, and
yeah.
they get it, and it's like all the hop characters falling off,
yeah.
and it's like uh-huh. super malty,
and
it's and like,
also,
it's not even what the brewer intended
yeah.
for
yeah.
you to taste.
There's
you know,
so many different hops.
Yeah.
You know, and some people like certain hops.
Mm-hmm.
Did we mention what hops were in this
Chinook, Cascade, and Centennial.
Okay.
Dry
yeah,
hopped with Centennial?
Dry hopped with Cascade and Chinook.
Okay.
Because this guy, it's got a mild bitter on the finish. Like, it's... I'm not like... You know,
right.
the mouth
yeah.
isn't totally
yeah.
Dried out. But yeah, it's got a nice crisp back end on it for sure. And, you know, other IPAs aren't like that.
Right.
So
good.
It's just,
pretty fresh
you have
too.
To...
yeah.
I would hope
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
he brought it.
July 4th.
Yeah, it's good.
So it's a couple months.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I don't even usually really like IPAs all that much. I'm more with Beermansky over there. But this, I think, is an IPA for a non-IPA drinker because it,
yeah.
like... Wyckoff was saying, it's very, very not, the bitterness doesn't just build forever. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
a nice little wash, and then it kind of, it doesn't linger.
Yeah.
So
and that's
usually
kinda, I mean, like I said, I like to call it a Midwest IPA a little bit more than anything, because it does have pretty malty backbone. I mean, super hopheads not going to probably love it, but,
no.
and that's fine, because that's not what, we make those, I just don't have them in cans yet, so we have that variety, but.
Yeah, you can really taste
put it on tap.
Caramel malt, for sure, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
Yep.
I can taste that big time.
Yep.
And there's people that are different. Some of them like a little bit of the more malty IPAs,
mm-hmm.
and somebody likes it fruity. Somebody, I mean, that's...
Yeah,
it's a beauty of beers. Everybody likes different
I generally
stuff.
Like... I like them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll drink any of them.
They're unique.
I side with your dad.
Yeah.
I didn't
there's
realize
not
that
too many beers
nice.
That
I
don't like. Although I did have one recently. At 8 Bits 1 year anniversary.
What was it?
It was a wild ale that was made with 4 pounds of cayenne pepper that I didn't know that ordering it.
Wow, that sounds...
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. I took a sip and I was like, oh no.
Was it actually still like hot where it almost burned?
Kinda, yeah.
Because even like Founders Mango Magnifico, like...
Oh, that's a strange beer, man.
That still had some heat. The second iteration, I did not like as much as
the first iteration. The second iteration tasted and like candy.
And I was like, maybe
candy.
It's just me, or maybe...
It was weird, yeah.
I was like, maybe my taste have changed, but I felt like it was different, because the first one I actually drank with a buddy and was kind of expecting not much, and we were kind of like, wow, it's good, but it was weird, because you would take a sip, and then the heat would start hitting the back of your throat, so you would, like, we drank it quick, because you would almost take, like, another sip to kind of kill the heat, but then, like, I felt like the second one, like you're saying, was, like, a real candy, like,
it was weird.
Sweet, like,
yeah, it was way too sweet.
I'm with you.
All right.
So now we're doing. Speaking of, get with the side by side.
No, this is the red line.
This is the red line.
This is the red line.
And this actually isn't out yet. So.
Ah.
Cool.
Worldwide premiere.
Worldwide.
Actually, the only keg that's been out. We brought it to Railhouse.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, really?
It's appropriate.
Peking is that's a cool place for you guys to have beer. I just thought about that. Yeah, like, Iron Spike. Yeah. They have stuff at the Railhouse.
Yep.
So do they have that now? Because I'm actually heading there tonight.
It might have. I don't know if it's still on. Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't know what they do with their rotation. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it was on.
You could have brought it. They could have stuck it in the fridge.
So it might be gone.
Get it in rotation.
And it's appropriate.
It was on because we did a tap takeover there 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't make it out as much.
South Beacon's a railroad town.
Do you,
so
do you guys
it's
use,
appropriate
like,
we're drinking.
Like the tapper handles?
Yeah.
Like
I have a picture of one, I think.
I'd say that would be a sweet. That'd be a cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's like some cool tap. Like,
well, it's basically a big spike drove into a brick pillar because we're in a 100-year-old fire station.
Yeah.
All brick. Building, so we try to incorporate the brew pub with the railroad.
That's awesome.
And everything.
Cool.
So
when you see a tapper, like there's like certain tappers you remember, like
oh for sure.
I always remember Dark Horse has a double barrel shotgun as their tapper. So like it is cool too because
like
if you have a unique
badge up
one,
there, yeah,
yeah
awesome.
When you walk into a brewery, like there's certain tap handles. It's like okay, I know they have a Dark Horse beer on tap. So you know, there's times I'll be out and I'm like, well, which, you know, Bell's beer is that? Because even, like, Bell's, they always have that kind of, like, white with, like, a little globe on top of it. So it's like, you know they have that beer. And
I love Goose Island tap handles, personally. Those carved gooses just look so cool.
Yeah.
And they're all
aren't they going away from them now?
Supposedly, yeah, with the buyout and whatnot. But, man, the old school Goose Island goose tap handles are very cool. I like those.
And you guys had this... on site before.
Yeah, we had it last year.
Okay,
because so
I drank it. I drank it last year.
This is barrel aged, huh?
This is not barrel aged.
Okay,
we are barrel aging
it.
Last year.
Because I was like, I am not getting any barrel. If that's barrel aged, then it's probably very dangerous because it does not taste strong at all.
Yeah, this one's. We barrel aged last year's version, I guess. It's the same beer, but.
That's good. It's got like some. I mean, after. Taste. It's got, like, I don't know if that's, like, some weedy kind of, like, wheat or malt or what that is, but this is super crushable, so to speak.
Yeah.
What's the ABV on this? Is this, like, a 5.5 kind
of? 6.
6? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's...
Mm. Vienna malt?
Yep.
Is that what you're using?
Oh, look at this guy.
Yep, Vienna. Yep.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to show off. Yeah, I was like, I'll let Lucas shine. I was like, this is totally Vienna malt.
That's great.
I thought it was malt o'meal.
Yeah, it's a red pale ale brewed with Columbus Centennial Cascade hops.
It's good.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites that we have on just to drink.
God, that is good.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I wish I could have brought was the Gold Rush's Session IPA. Citra, Amarillo, Mosaic.
Why didn't you?
That's
good.
The keg. It's,
damn it.
It's brewing.
Damn, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's... I know. It's one of the only...
So you guys do growler fells, then?
Yes, we do.
That's cool.
I have a growler upstairs, and this is like a little tiny howler.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So we put magnets on the metal piece.
Show the viewers at home.
That's awesome.
Oh, wait.
Oh, we can.
Oh, wait.
All I can say is it looks so cool.
Oh, sweet.
You are missing out.
Yeah, so we did the magnet thing because it's easy to just throw a magnet on.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's...
That's
brick.
Smart. Yeah, you can just put a magnet.
Yeah,
boom, here's
makes
the new
it
one.
So much easier.
Yeah,
you have to buy a bunch.
I mean, it's
of
not as cool
and
as like the Bud Light
look.
One.
You don't have to make
it.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost as cool as the Bears Miller Light tap handle.
I like the Bud Light Platinum one. I mean, that's the best.
I remember when that beer came out working at a bar.
Is that on tap
you get these college cans.
I have no idea. I don't think I've ever even drank one, to be honest. Not that I would want to. Well, maybe
a platinum?
A Bud Light Platinum.
Dude, it's just like ricey sweetness. Because I was like, I have to taste what it is one night. When I worked at the bar, I just opened one. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's like they didn't balance the extra malt at all. It's just straight sugar bomb.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I actually, before I was brewing at Spike, I know Adam Vitale, that owns G&M, pretty well. And they invited my family and I to come out to the Bud Light Platinum release party.
Oh, yeah.
And we had some, and I had the worst hangover. Of course. The next day.
What a surprise!
Yeah. It was just terrible. But it was free, so, I mean, it wasn't complaining too
much. Yeah, you can't complain about free beer. Free. That's the number one rule. You don't complain about free beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
PBR I recently Founders. I had bought one of their Dissenter, the Imperial Pale Lager, which was like a Backstage series from 2014.
Yeah,
well, I still had one like a week ago that I found like it buried in all my bottles, and I was like, this can't be great. And I opened it, and we drank it, and it wasn't that good. But I was like, you guys can't complain because that was free.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
We're getting refills. There's still more in the howler.
Oh, feel free.
And that's an open container, so we can't sit in the
hallway. I have
to
go out tonight still, so feel free to take some.
I'm not going home with any of this.
All right,
we actually have a babysitter tonight for our son, so I have to do this, and then I get to...
I'm going to be going to the Harvest for the first time.
Harvest Cafe? You haven't been there? I've been there twice. I don't know, it's right down the road.
I know.
Last night, they posted a picture, they had this scallops with this like sweet corn succotash. And oh my god, Ashley's like, can we please go there tomorrow? And I'm like, I don't know if they'll have it tomorrow. It looked fucking
My dad got that last night. It was quite good.
Dude, yeah.
I don't even really like scallops, but try a piece of it.
Are those sea scallops? Because they're not based.
No.
Bay scallops are the tiny ones. Sea scallops,
yeah,
like
sea scallops,
the
they weren't the giant ones.
And yeah, exactly. And they were like good size. And
I don't know what they're talking about.
They have a really good pork loin right now.
I'm lost.
They have good.
So there's this place in Delavan, Illinois.
Yeah, the Harvest Cafe Exchange.
And they make some fucking... good.
And they have good beer.
And it's all, everything there is kind of like farm to table, you know, so like they buy it all local. Like I was in there one night when the dude that supplies them with like the lamb came in, and that's awesome because he brought in some,
he's the mutton man.
He brought in some Rocky Mountain oysters, so to speak, for them to cook up, aka some testicles.
Nice. Balls.
But like, it was cool because he like had some, and they cooked them up and like brought them out to his table. But then at the time, my buddy Filthy Phil from the podcast was cooking back there, and he brought a plate out to me and Ashley, and they were awesome. No, I knew what they were.
Oh,
I was like, I'll eat anything.
Of
anything fried?
Balls.
If you fry anything.
Of course you
will. I'll eat some balls all day. They were awesome, dude.
There's a quote to pull out. For,
I'll eat some balls all day. Someday I'll be running for president. It'll be like when Trump's, grab their pussy comment came out. Like, this guy
will eat some balls.
He was talking about eating some balls.
Well, and also about eating his own 6 inches.
Yeah, and my own 6 inches. Hey, I'll get the gay vote, so if nothing else.
It's kind of like teabagging.
Yeah, there we go. Yourself.
That would be your new
yourself.
Goal. Is to be able to teabag yourself.
Giving yourself some Arabian goggles. Google Arabian goggles.
On that note, I think we'll pause for a moment and we'll hear a word from one of our fellow shows on the FCF Network about a little S&M radio.
Step right up, step right up. Are you a fan of the macabre? Do you enjoy blood and guts? Does gore get you excited? Is getting scared your thing? Do you like horror movies? Boy, oh boy, do we have the right show for you. S&M Radio is the best horror movie podcast on the web. Shannon and Mark discuss a different horror movie topic each episode. Some episodes are about specific horror movies. Some episodes are about folks involved with horror movies, while others are about top 10 lists of horror movie topics. All with great music from all genres. I should warn you right away, spoiler alert, those two yahoos pretty much give away everything every time. Come one, come all, down to S&M Radio, where nothing is too taboo.
All right, and that was S&M Radio. It is...
you know, it's October. It's the spooky time of the year. So what better show to promote than one that's about horror movies? Horror movies?
I love horror movies. I look this up on the internet about every 3 days. Wait, horror?
Horror.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Wow.
All right.
Yikes.
So, I don't think we mentioned it earlier.
What we're drinking out of?
What we're drinking out of.
I was just thinking that.
We know Beermansky has the Bell. Beauty and the Beast.
Guest. Yes. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin around your neck, shirty, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvres. I could keep going.
Okay. Keep going.
No, I could sing the whole song.
So who?
But I have a Bell glass, and then I have a Joker glass.
Joker.
The Joker. Not just a Joker. That's old school.
Old school Joker.
Yes. Old school. That's awesome. This, and the name of the glass apparently is a Toon Tumbler. So I have old school Toon Tumbler Joker.
The DC Comics pint glass collection.
My bad. My bad, guys. I should have been a little more specific. They're probably thinking, you know, like, oh, it's Heath Ledger Joker, and you guys were wrong.
No, it's Mark Hamill Joker.
Mark Hamill?
Yeah,
he did that cartoon.
He did the cartoon.
Oh, he voiced the Joker. Yeah. Okay, my bad. I was like, when did Mark Hamill
Heath Ledger was trying to do in Dark Knight was actually based off of Mark Hamill's
life.
I thought you guys were talking about Jared Leto Joker.
I never went and saw that movie. I expected it to be bad. They hyped it, and then everyone said it was bad.
DC hasn't made a good movie since the Nolan.
I do not like, I'm not going to lie, as far as superhero movies, don't really like any of them. The Batman series were good, because to me, they weren't like happy-go-lucky, like, I'm more in, like, they were, like, darker, and they were good, and they just were good. Like, the Avengers movies that people go nuts for, I went to the first Avengers, thought it was awful, and drug on. It was, like, 2.5 hours long or something. I was like, this is terrible.
I only like X-Men and Batman movies. Those
And I will say that.
And Beauty and the Beast.
And even, like, Wolverine is kind of, like, a darker story. It's not like it's...
I'm cool with Wolverine.
Like,
he's in the X-Men.
There's a new one coming out.
Wolverine. It's right here,
I saw that. But is it actually going to be a... who's the fucking guy that plays him?
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, he's
a... Yeah, because he's like 50 almost now, and he's still like
Still, yeah. He is Wolverine.
Because I thought they said he was done playing Wolverine.
I think this is the last one, if I remember right.
That's awesome.
They're playing like the Old Man Logan.
They are going to do Old Man Logan?
Yeah,
okay.
That's what
I'm pumped about it, because I thought that he was like done, and I saw they're making a new one. I was like, sweet, but I don't think Hugh Jackman's in it, and he isn't. Okay, cool.
You just need to watch Deadpool.
Yeah, that one's good.
That was a good
one. I do need to watch... This guy I work with...
I still haven't seen it.
It's good.
Guy I work with, it doesn't seem like he'd be into stuff at all. His daughter, like, because he's older than me, he's like 46 or something. He's like, my daughter wanted to watch Deadpool, and he's like, it was awesome. You need to watch it. And I was like, really? I didn't realize it was that awesome.
Yeah. That and Guardians of the Galaxy are probably the two.
Yep. And I do need to see that. And
I liked Ant Man. I thought that was
Motor Mouth Mouth was on the show. Too, his girlfriend, like, he drug her, you know. She didn't want to see Guardians of the Galaxy, and loved it so much, I think they, like, saw it again.
Said it was awesome. It's crazy. My wife has seen Guardians of the Galaxy and Deadpool, and I haven't seen it. She's like, you gotta watch them, and I'm
What the hell's wrong
with that?
So, Guardians of the Galaxy...
Why are you on the show and not her?
Yo, we need a Karen.
Hey, he called out Vienna Mall earlier, he can do it all.
Yeah.
So, Guardians of the Galaxy, I went to go see... who did I see? Went to a Lollapalooza after show, and she went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, fair enough.
Deltron 3030, that's what I went to go
high
see.
Five.
It was fucking awesome, yeah. So, and then
my favorite Transformer.
Deltron 3030, he's mine too. Transformer. He's mine too, after Optimus Prime.
And then for Deadpool, it was coming home from Europe just this summer, and she watched that, and I watched something else. I don't remember what we watched.
Gotcha. So she was probably laughing a lot, and you're just like, what are you... Yeah.
Oh, I watched Mad Max. I watched the original Mad Max.
Yeah, not funny.
I enjoyed it. The original Mad Max was okay. Although Mel Gibson's he's a dickbag.
Yeah. Sugar tits.
I heard the new Mad Max is really good.
It is.
I haven't seen
Fury Road.
I need to see that.
Well, it'll make you want to attach a big bank of speakers to the front of your car.
Yeah. And like the guy with the flaming guitar.
I already did that.
I already did that, so I'm good.
Lucas, what are you drinking out of?
I am drinking out of a Stone Cold.
Stone Cold!
Steve Austin.
Stone Cold!
Oh, hell yeah!
Okay. I thought about coming here and just like smashing beers. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Very cool.
I thought it might get all over the place.
I would have given you the Steve Austin glass at that point. He would have given you the stunner too.
Yeah, drinking some Steve Weiser.
I'm also drinking out of a Three Floyds glass, which I'll freely admit I'm a Three Floyds fanboy. I'm obsessed with that brewery.
They have great stuff, beer. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
They're one of those breweries that it was like it used to be when people started getting. I feel like getting into craft beer, everybody wanted them, and then all these newer breweries started coming out, and then people were like, Three Floyds isn't that great. It's like, no, Three Floyds is still really
didn't
good.
Didn't they just There's announce just a ton date more craft breweries now. Dark Lord's
it's
Day?
It's going to be in May this year, yeah, May 13th, I think.
Instead of April, because it's only April,
it's
right?
Usually the last
They're probably trying to avoid the dreary and awful rains that they've had the last couple
Everyone's days. Rushing to change their hotel cold. Reservations. Yeah. I always take a bus there.
I've never gotten tickets to it.
I've gone
I don't know,
3 years in a row now.
I've never tried. I guess I don't know if I'm normally on at work. No, one year I was, and it's like still froze up. I feel like year, like for the Abraxas release, I was on my computer and I was hitting refresh. Maybe it's just certain websites are better. Is their website like froze up the Abraxas one? I was like, boom! Really? I got tickets for the.
I forgot about the Abraxas release. I was kind of disappointed. I love Abraxas, but I'll find some in Chicago. I'm sure.
See, that's you can probably find some. Like around here, it's like every year. Like, brewers kind of threatens, like, you're not selling enough perennial to the local place of Broadway, and they're like, you know, you might not get it. And if they get it, it's one case. And then if they get the case, like, granted, I get one, but it's like, you have to be somebody that comes in all the time because they just keep it in the back. And it's like, if they know you're into craft beer and you come in, you get offered one, and then
you're
maybe
going
Friar Tuckett's one.
Thursday?
Yep, I'm going on the 27th.
You're lucky you get the coffee one.
And yes, I'm going to get the coffee, and the best part, Steve Stark, we're going down from the beer nerds. He told me, like, you want to go that day because that's the day that if you're there at 6, you get to buy an extra bottle of coffee.
Breaks. Oh, cool.
Because a lot of people don't know that, I guess. So, but he told me about that.
Very cool. Are these going to be trade or are these going to be drank by you?
What'll probably end up happening is I'll drink one of each and I'll probably send one to my Juan.
Will we be drinking one of them on the show?
Maybe, if you're like, well, we can drink an Abraxas. I know if we drink an Abraxas... We need to have Drunk Landy on the show. Because I was drinking with him last night, and he told me he'd never had a Abraxas. And I was like,
that's a
goddamn shame. You need to have it. And then Hippie was over, and he's
Abraxas.
Like, I still have a bunch of Hoonah.
He speaks for the trees, man.
You know what, though? If you like Abraxas, we drank a Bitch's Bank last night, which I don't know. You guys heard of 18th
Street? I've had that, yeah.
They make some great beer, and you can't get on. But the Bitch's Bank is kind of like their Abraxas. You know, a lot of breweries have it now. Westbrook has Mexican cake and that.
I still have to check that place out. I was told next time I'm going to go to Three Floyds. To not go to Three Floyds
and they have two locations. They have two locations. Yeah, just go to both. They're by each other.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian, what you got?
I got just the distilled tulip.
Oh. Sponsor distilled. Spotlight.
What?
Sponsor Spotlight.
Hey, I am the biggest distilled fanboy out there. So,
hey,
we're all about.
I'm on the record saying that it's a good thing they weren't open when I was going to school at ISU, or I
you
would have
graduated?
Just been drunk in a gutter somewhere. Just
why is your student loan debt double when I expected half that
shoveling,
still...
like, instead of clothes, I'd be wearing candied bacon.
Oh yeah, they have good food.
They're bacon or deep fried bacon.
The deep fried
bacon.
They have like deep fried asparagus.
And the deep fried asparagus.
I had the deep fried bacon. It's too much for me.
Too much for you.
Too much for me.
You can't deep fry something and make it worse.
Oh no, you could deep fry a shoe and it'd be good.
Yes, exactly.
Especially if you cover it in that Hefeweizen mustard.
Right.
But the other one is Donatello, who is, I'm sorry, the undisputed best Ninja Turtle.
Oh, bullshit, dude. Raphael.
Really?
Raphael.
Do you know what pisses me off?
Those are my two least favorite.
I like Raphael because
Raphael's
he's an
a badass.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you liked Michael.
I didn't like
him. I've changed. Raphael is an
asshole.
I don't
even know you anymore.
No, you don't.
You know what upsets me is my nephew is like big into like newer Ninja Turtles and on new Ninja Turtles. It's not Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Leonardo. It's Raph, Donnie, Mikey, and Leo.
You know, as always,
like, I guess they still call them by their full names once in a while, but it's like short names.
How else are people going to learn about the Renaissance?
Oh,
exactly.
Dude, I'll be like, oh, that's Donatello. He'd be like, no, that's Donnie. And I'm like,
the new kid?
You don't know.
From new kids?
Always, the lesson here is fuck Michael Bay.
Yeah.
That's the lesson.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
I'm just like, you
are
poor.
Are we fans?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
I'm drinking out of the Ultimate Warrior. Rest in peace, Warrior. And I've got my 350.
Matches your shirt.
That's why I grabbed it. I'm wearing my 350 Brewing shirt, which, Lucas, have you been there? They're in Tinley Park.
Tinley Park, yeah.
They make a lot of punk rock named and themed beers, and I'm drinking out of the Pocanacha Left Coast style IPA, which was their collaboration with MXPX, one of my favorite bands from back in the day. So, yep, that's what I got. Blake, what you. What about you?
Well, Brewmaster Blake.
Brewmaster Blake.
Grabbed the Incredible Hulk Marvel Glass.
Okay.
And I just went for a snifter. So
The O'Fallon. O'Fallon O'Bar snifter out of Maryland Heights. All right, so we haven't introduced what we're drinking. We're doing a side-by-side right now.
You haven't? I'm almost done with my
beer. Yeah.
I was like, man, I've drank
we've been talking,
a lot of both.
You know? So,
well, they're delicious.
Yeah, I'll we've got the Midnight Express, and then we have the Coffee Midnight Express.
That's correct. Yeah, brewed with, it's the Midnight Express, and then there's a local coffee house in Galesburg called Innkeepers, and they roast their own stuff there. So I took the Innkeepers blend, cold brewed it, added it to the Midnight Express, and came out pretty well. I enjoy it. This is the first time I've ever actually put coffee in a beer at Iron Spike, so next time I'm going to be going for a little bit more pronounced coffee flavor and aroma, but it's there.
That's I feel like I should be a brewer. I was just going to say, like, I was going to say, honestly, that I prefer, like, just being honest here, I preferred the can.
Yep.
And what I was going to say is that with the coffee one, I was going to say that I wasn't getting, like, a ton of coffee flavor, and I feel like there could be more.
There could be more.
And not, like, it's still good beer, but I'm glad... Like, you said that, because that's what I was going to say.
It's a little more roasty on the nose, I think.
If you've never done it before...
You get the roast, and you get a little bit in the bitter in the back.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you can tell the difference there, but I was a little too worried if we added... Because I added some, and then I tried it, and then I added more, and I tried it, and I'm like, well, it's getting closer, but I didn't want to, like, go over that bitterness.
Yeah.
I didn't... Because I kept getting more bitter on the back end, and I was like, you know, I don't want it to be too bitter in the back end.
Yeah.
So...
Well, for sure. And so, if you haven't really used coffee before, it's like one of those things. It's kind of trial.
Hey, Beermansky, what would you call this beer?
This beer?
The coffee.
Oh, yeah, my name for it. So we drank the Midnight Express, which was the oatmeal style without the coffee, and I say add the coffee, call it Midnight Express. Oh.
At which point, for baristas everywhere, I fucking raged out.
It's espresso.
Ryan turned into the Hulk.
If you
flip the table,
order espresso from my coffee shop, I will come over the fucking counter at you.
You're just coming over the counter.
Which coffee shop do you work in?
Just Starbucks.
In Pekin. Do you know Casey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Littlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Casey.
Casey's a good dude. Shout out to Casey. He him and his
cheers to Casey.
Yeah, him
here
and his
go.
Wife.
Hey, Casey.
Kat,
hey.
They went on a road trip and brought beer back for me that we drank on the show once. And Kat runs a local burlesque troupe.
If you're a frequent listener,
they actually had a show at the Civic Center.
Huh.
But who is that?
Casey's wife, Kat. She runs a burlesque troupe that had a show at the Civic Center.
Oh, and recently they just announced Kat is with child, and they made a formal announcement. So, congrats, guys.
Yeah, cheers.
So, yeah.
You know, back to the coffee, I brewed a porter at home, and I put coffee in it, and I had the same exact feeling. I was like, I wish I would have put more coffee in it. It's like the hardest thing to add to
to
get it to come out.
That's like that perennial, that sump that they make. That's
why
it's like so impressive.
It's loaded with coffee.
It tastes like so good coffee, but it's like a thick, like great stout.
Have you had coffee bender from Surly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Coffee bitter?
It's like drinking, drinking a coffee.
That beer is fucking
ridiculous.
Awesome.
I'm not a huge fan because I don't drink coffee.
Oh, okay. So good.
I was
drink
so disappointed.
A lot of coffee, but I love the flavor of coffee.
I'm not disappointed. I had just went up to Surly back in July, so in my head, I was hungover shit.
I want to go there so
and,
bad.
And we went to awesome. Surly, it's and awesome. I looked at the menu, and I'm like, oh, that looks... I need coffee. I need beer. I need that. So I had that, and I was drinking the whole time. I'm like, I'm fine now.
Yeah.
Let's
go. It's a coffee.
Let's go. No, it's
so much coffee. It's a good beer. Darkness Day just happened, I think.
I think it's happening today, actually.
Today?
Yeah, it's either yesterday or today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
You know, the coffee bender's really good. I had never had the cacao bender.
Cacao! Wait, they have one called cacao bender?
Yeah.
Is it not a can?
No, they don't can that one. They had it on, or maybe they do. I don't know. I had it on draft
like
at Surly.
Okay.
It was phenomenal.
Is
like,
cool?
It's chocolate, vanilla. You don't get the coffee, but man, it's
is it a cool place like to visit? Like,
Surly's fantastic.
Yeah, Surly's an awesome place to
really?
So I got a story about Surly. My wife, we went up to we went up to Minnesota over the summer. I guess it was May, June. I don't remember this. We've traveled a lot.
Rest in peace, Prince.
All right,
I love you.
So we went to Minneapolis, and we had decided, all right, we really want to go check out Surly, and the whole reason they built that brewery is they wanted to make it a destination brewery. We saved it for our last day in Minneapolis, and we went to Surly. We were there for 8 hours.
Didn't your like, last
I shit you not.
Why would you save it for your last savings? You got to sleep that
exactly,
night somewhere.
Yeah. we sat down at the bar at about 11 a.m. and walked out of there like 7 p.m. We just,
wait, did you walk?
We did, yeah.
Or did you crawl?
We'll stay an extra night.
We had drank so much that weekend, like, neither of us even really got drunk. Like, we drank, I probably had like...
The shampoo effect didn't kick in or anything?
No, it was unbelievable. Yeah, but
it's
yeah.
real. The shampoo effect is real.
It is real.
Shampoo effect.
Real.
You've never heard of that?
No.
That's where you get really, really drunk one day, and then the next day you drink again, but there's still residual alcohol in your system that it you get drunk a lot faster than you should.
See,
it happened to me on New Year's Day one year that I drank a lot on New Year's Eve, and then I had a couple beers New Year's Day night, and I was like, why do I feel so drunk right now?
If that ever happens to me, I'm just probably... If I had that much, then I'm hungover the next day and I don't feel like drinking.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Yeah.
I have the opposite effect. I usually, if I drink too much the night before and then the next day I'm drinking, I don't ever feel like I can actually get the buzz.
See, yeah, that's what should actually happen, too. Your body would build up an excess of the enzyme metabolites.
Yep, that's exactly what happens to me. That's why we were at Surly for 8 hours. I literally
get
drank,
like,
yeah, eight or nine different beers, and we ate some food. I think we ordered like an appetizer when we got there, and then we ate dinner later.
Yeah.
They changed bartenders twice on us.
Is it a pretty big place?
Yeah, it's huge. Big patio outside.
It's on my list.
Like, have you been to Founders, either of you?
I've
been to Founders, yeah.
Is it like, compared to Founders, like...
It's bigger than Founders,
really?
Honestly, yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit. That's...
Founders is large, but it's probably
like
similar
size,
guess what?
Maybe? Yeah.
I'm probably going to get to go to Founders in March.
Oh,
because for my birthday,
I got a Mario you have to go to.
Freckles got me Red Wings tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing the Blackhawks. I have yet to go to the Joe, and this is the final season for the Red Wings at the Joe Louis
Grand
Arena.
Grand Rapids and Detroit are...
Well, we're going to be doing a long
like a
weekend.
If you're in Grand Rapids,
we're
going to
go to Bell's,
I like Founders.
Yeah,
Dark Horse.
Well, Dark Horse is in Marshall, and then, but if you're in Grand Rapids, make sure you check out Brewery Vivant.
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
it's in an old church. It's super. She'll love it. It's like Belgian stuff, but it's super cool, and they have really good food. I mean, there's other places you can go there, but if you're going to check out one place besides Founders, make sure you check out Brewery Vivant. And yes, go to Bell's. Ashley and I still say that's probably our favorite tap room we visited. And that's because if you go to, like, Founders, they maybe have, like, one beer you can't get in a store on draft, and that's it. It's, like, everything you can get. I'm like, this is boring. Why do I come here to drink shit I can get normally? You go to Bell's, it's like, here's the 10 beers we sell, and here's, like, 20 or 30 other beers that are on draft, and it's all, like, variants of shit we have, or just stuff you can't get, or just things we one-off brewed, and I'm like, that's awesome. So, like, when you come there, you're getting to try stuff that you're, like, never going to try again.
Well, I think at this point in time, we will play another song from our band of the week, White Lung. And I was talking to the guitar player, Kenneth, and was asking about some of his favorite beers. And he likes the Postmark Brewing Company, and he usually drinks the Blonde Ale or the IPA there. So I have a feeling he'd be a big fan of that Cream Ale we drank earlier for sure. But you guys are going to not be in the British Columbia market for a while.
Probably
not
for a while.
Okay. Well, maybe they come through town, we'll hook them up with some. But, we're going to play another song from White Lung, and this is what Blake was at the beginning of the show. He's hungry. Here, on Drunken Lullabies. Hungry for 6 inches.
Oh,
And that was White Lung with Hungry, and Blake actually was hungry. He's finishing off the rest of his 6 inches right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
How about that? Is he finishing off the last 6 inches of Blake's penis?
It's called edging.
I like that. That's awesome. He knows the term edging.
Yes. I'm aware of it, too. I don't need to fist bump over it. All right. Well, I was talking to Kenneth, like I said, about beer, and he gave me the recommendations. He also sent me a message and said, if you're not aware of this, this is also available. And he sends me a link. And it goes to McKellar, and they have a beer called White Lung that was made with Domino Records. It's a Kolsch-style ale, and it is only available in Denmark. You can't get it here. It has loads of traditional German hops, and it's just a collaboration with the band. And wouldn't you know it, when he told me this, Lucas and his lovely wife Karen happened to be in Denmark at that very moment. So I sent a picture to Lucas and said, hey, if you can find this beer while you're over there, you will be a swell guy and I will owe you. And 2 days later, this fucker sends me a picture on Facebook Messenger of the beer. And I'm like, well done, sir.
It's like, you're taking up all the room for loons in my bag.
So
I did bring back a loon.
It was only one beer. Nice. So
2012 Creek. That's and I drank two loons while I was there. I had 2015 Blabber. I had two 2015 Blabbers.
Whoa, where'd you find those?
At a bar. At Himmerig.
That's fucking crazy. Those things, fantastic. If you have those in the U.S., those trade, like, you can sell them for probably $300, $400, $500.
It was really good. It was tasty. Crazy.
So this is all the way from
Iris and
Denmark.
Iris is good.
And Goose.
All you fans
back for us to drink on the show.
Of White Lung, you won't be able to probably acquire this unless you go overseas or you know somebody who will bring it back.
Well, that's good.
But it's,
it's good beer.
It's, yeah.
That's good.
So thank you very much for bringing this back.
That's
a refreshing Kolsch.
It's a Kolsch, but it good. Also has some, like, hoppiness.
Yeah.
It does. It's very hoppy. Yeah.
Like, I mean, it tastes more like a pale ale to me.
It, yeah. And this only has, like, 500 check-ins on Untappd, so it's not, like, a super...
Bro, checking in, bro. Yeah. ASAP.
I don't think Untappd has caught on over in Europe. So we were at a bar, the place where I had the Cantillon Blabber, and... we're talking to these Germans.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking to these Germans that are at the bar, and they're on vacation. They're, like, ending their vacation in Copenhagen.
Das ist Untappd?
And this guy's like, oh, my God, like, you guys are using Untappd, and that's how I decided to come over and talk to Karen, my wife. And we're like, well, that's kind of weird. Do you do that a lot? And the guy's wife is like, no, he's kind of weird. Like, I don't know why he's doing this. But we got into this conversation, and he's like, I've started checking into every single beer that I drink, and I've started talking to random people in bars like I did you guys. You're like the third couple that I've started talking to while we've been on this vacation. And it's led to a great conversation at a bar. We ended up talking to these Germans for like 2.5 hours.
Would you touch my monkey?
Touch my monkey. So we get to the end of the
night. Now's the time on Sprockets when
we
die.
We get to like the end of the night. We're thinking about leaving. And Karen and I are like, all right, we're going to jet out of this bar. We're walking back to the hotel. And we're like, what the fuck were their names? We never even got what their names
were. Gunther.
Yeah. Gunther and
Helga.
Helga.
Yeah.
Hans and Franz. Helga. It was Hans and Franz.
Had to have been Helga. No.
They were there to pump you up.
So yeah, this it says to drink before July of next year.
Oh, does it? Oh, yeah. It's actually on there.
Yep, underneath.
So that's a European law. They actually have to label their beer of like a drink by, which is really weird.
I think that's probably why that touches into why people in Europe don't use Untappd, though. It's because here, good beer there's is that... something people aren't used to. There, they just call it beer.
Yeah, no shit.
But there's a lot of shitty beer.
There's that one brewery that, I forget, it's European, but, like, their beers, and that explains it, like, well, like, if you bought one now, it would say, like, drink by 2030. I forget the brewery. But they're literally, their drink by dates will be, like, 15, 25 years away.
Well, and you
I can't remember. I've seen them at Benny's.
You can get some McKellar stuff here. Like, I've seen...
Oh, yeah, you can get McKellar on the shelf.
McKellar's brewing in the U.S. now, too.
Some of them, I don't know how fresh they are.
I could have had some shipped to my buddy in England and, like, have them bring it over. But
I've had the regular vanilla shake, which was delicious. I've never had the
I thought about it, but it was, like, $20...
to get it, and then I'd have it shipped.
Have you had the Wiener Circle chocolate shake?
I haven't, no.
No, you don't.
But I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're a Chicago boy. You better know what that is.
Absolutely.
Blake, you know what the chocolate shake is, right?
From the Wiener Circle?
From the Wiener Circle.
That sounds sexual.
Oh, it is. You know,
the Black Magnet, the Bottle Cap Kid, he needs to go to the Wiener Circle and order the... That's right
like
up his alley.
Strip joint.
No.
And the chocolate shake sounds like what happened.
Chocolate
Let's
shake.
Just say
you don't, you don't get the chocolate shake before like 1 a.m. Only happens late.
It's a after hours type of thing.
Yeah.
Get some.
If it's 1 a.m. and I'm awake, that's aggressive.
You have to ask for it by name.
In your face. And I think that's a good segue to lead into our sponsor spotlight. So that's what Jason says.
Yep, that was a little Jason reference.
All right. Well, it's time for a little sponsor spotlight.
Sponsor spotlight.
Pew, 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 pew. All right, so a shout out. We did it on Facebook, but Jeremy from Distill designed us a very cool poster to celebrate us hitting 10,000 downloads.
Yep.
And Blake and I were presented with those earlier this week.
By the time we got it, we were at like 13,000.
We're already at 13,000. So,
cool.
Thank you all you drunken maniacs out there for continuing to check out the show, for telling your friends, spreading the word, and digging what we do, because we're just five guys drinking in a basement right now. So it's pretty cool that you guys are enjoying it. And it's pretty cool that Distill gives us good beer to drink every week on the show. And we're going to drink one we've had before.
Count the cock vice.
Yes. We had, you know, I thought we'd stick with the German theme. And it's the Count the Clock Vice. And it is a Berliner style.
Berliner Vice.
Berliner Vice.
A Vice beer.
Berliner Vice.
And this one is only 3%. It's a
fuck you up, man.
It's a reverse engineered Berliner style Weiss beer.
I drank six one night and I've never had such bad heartburn. It was dumb. I was like leaving to go to this like diaper keg party and I knew there was gonna be like Bud Light.
Just
and like
a
instead
diaper
of,
keg party.
Diaper keg? You never been to a diaper keg?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
A diaper
keg. Do you have friends that have had like kids? Like when you're having a kid, it's awesome. It's
yeah,
like,
we went to
last
time
before the baby's there that
Brit.
You get together with
you're
your boys.
Our buddy Brit had one.
No
you didn't even go.
And that you get a keg and then or you buy beer. Whatever,
we had a bottle share.
And then everybody that comes brings just diapers and basically because you provided beer and you just hang out.
So it's like a reverse baby shower.
It's excuse to have a party, except you just drink. And
fat white kid Brit.
But I was leaving for the party and I'm like...
He had one.
I had, like, for some reason I had like six wild sours at my house and I drank those and then I was... You shouldn't drink six.
No. I actually travel with
I like this beer.
Or whatever, in case I have some sours.
Yeah,
like,
I like this beer, but like I started like, oh god. Like, I need some Tums.
Brewmaster Blake, are you a fan of sours and spontaneous fermentation?
I'm a fan of some of them.
Anything
sure.
You want to dabble in down the road, or not
probably
your
not.
Thing? No.
Probably
that's
not
a thing in
thing.
Galesburg, Illinois, you got to know your market. Even if you want to.
Yeah, for sure. I mean... Maybe some small batch stuff down the road, but definitely in the brew pub. It's not probably going
to
go over.
We need to like
it'd be a brew pub only type thing. Like
it'll be like side project.
Like,
we need to come up with your offshoot name. What's your
double side project?
The side project stuff, like the we started it, and I need to keep really going back to it. We started brewing stuff over again, but. We call it the Derailment Series. Usually it's big beer.
Oh, that's Derailment
cool.
Series.
So, it's all railroad themed, people, if you haven't figured it out yet.
That's really good.
Yeah, usually they're big one-off beers. That's where the Dark Territory came from and some others. And we haven't really... We've started brewing them again because the demand of them has been there.
Good.
In the brew pub. So we haven't been able to do anything. I'm getting ready to brew a double IPA of some sort. Want a big IPA on, just because I do.
Hell
so.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
No clue.
To be determined.
I haven't even came up with the recipe,
something
but it's
railroad
the next
related.
Couple weeks.
Yeah.
Something railroad double IPA.
Guarantees a
big caboose.
I guarantee there's there's a railroad reference in there for sure. The last one was a...
Drunken Conductor.
The Dinner Car Double IPA. There you go. The Dinner Car.
The last double I did was called Dead Man's Double. And Dead Man is the, emergency brake you pull in a when you're a conductor, I guess.
Have you ever worked on the railroad?
I have
all
not.
The live long day?
I have not.
No. Okay.
It's a family
to
have.
I didn't know if you had any, like, inside reference for...
I do have a couple... I have an uncle and a cousin, his son. They work on the railroad.
Okay.
Over here and actually in East Peoria, so...
Cool.
I've got a buddy who used to work in the railroad. He lived in Kansas City for a while.
Yeah, being SF probably then.
Probably.
Yeah.
And he's got some fucking stories, man.
Yeah.
I can listen to that guy talk for hours.
I'm just going to say, Dead Man Double is a way better name than any of the shit we just spewed out at you.
Yeah.
So,
well done.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Cheers to that.
So, yeah.
This is pretty good.
Yeah,
I've never had this one.
It's a little milder than some of the other ones, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not nearly as tart. It's low-hopped. It's very pale and very light-bodied. Mm-hmm. And, pleasantly acidic is what it says.
For Linerweisses, I mean, this is my gateway into sours, I'll freely admit.
Yeah.
I really started liking these a couple years ago.
Sour wheat, but it's sour,
They're good. And Gosas. I'm a big fan of Gosas.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Me too. That dry hop. Have you had the Syncopathic yet? Something tells me you may have that in the future.
Interesting.
All right. Well, I would like to thank our special guest this week. This has been
We're not going to do a pick of the week, Dustin?
Well, I didn't know. I think we kind
of
are.
Dustin, are we not going to do a pick of the week?
I think we kind of already did, but we can make it, like... We can make it official. I
don't think we did.
I picked the light rail, the cream ale.
Okay.
That was that's what I went with. Brian?
I'd probably go with the red pale ale.
Okay. The red line?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bri. I really liked the red line. It was delicious. I could crush that all day long.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Thank you.
I'm torn here. I like the red. Actually, the
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I like the red line, too. But those were my two
I agree.
Top
those
favorites.
Those are my favorite, too.
Even though the flatback is the one I've drank the most. I have drank that probably a dozen times, but those other two were...
I'd probably go... You know what? I was going to go next, but I think I'll go light rail. I don't know. I'm a stout guy, but that light rail, I wasn't kidding. It was
good.
Really good, and I could drink
and
a
it's
going
to be weird to make you pick.
Oh, you're going to make me pick.
You don't have to.
You
can pick the white lung if you want.
Well,
that's a safe bet.
I did enjoy that.
I enjoyed it, too.
Yeah. You know, I would have went flatback probably most of the time recently, but up until recently, actually, I started drinking the Midnight Express a lot out of cans. I'm digging it.
That's good.
So
I was
getting
that.
And it's getting that time of year. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe my taste buds are changing a little bit, but...
it's good.
Yeah, it's... Last night I had, like... I had two of them in a random bar in Galesburg, so that's what I went to, I guess. So
nice.
I have to
is
go.
That,
with that.
Is that that's the name of the place? Random bar?
No, it's actually
if
called.
We're in Galesburg,
it's actually called the Corner Connection. If you
oh,
ever,
okay,
yeah, going there, Samuel.
If any of us never make it to Galesburg, bar hopping, haven't been there.
If you ever come to Galesburg, bar hopping, don't do it.
All right,
for all our listeners at Knox College,
right? Yeah. What's their mascot?
The Blocks. The Knox Blocks.
Oh,
nice. You just gained a listener.
Knox Blocks. My mom used to make
those.
My mom used to make those when I was
sick. Let alone many guns.
When I was sick, my mom used to make Knox Blocks. She didn't make Jell-O. She made Knox Blocks.
It's good shit, man. All right.
Good work, Dustin.
I try.
I guess I do like you.
Good. I mean, we're coming up on our year anniversary, so it's good.
You just turned me around the corner.
Yep. Yay. All right, well... All you Drunkomaniacs, we hope you enjoyed this special Iron Spike Brewing Company special edition of Drunken Lullabies with Brewmaster Blake. Thank you for bringing these delicious beers for us to enjoy.
Yeah.
And all you Central Illinois listeners, make sure to hit up Iron Spike when you're in Galesburg or just go to your local beer store because the stuff's on the shelves. I seen it. I know it's there. Pick it up. It's reasonably priced, and it's delicious. And you can try all these beers yourself. So, we probably should have told people at the beginning of the episode to hit pause and go to the store and buy a sixer of all of these. And they can...
Do it now, and you can listen to the last 30 seconds
of the go back and re-listen to
it.
It'll be like those, you can read along with me in your book. You'll know it's time to pick a new beer when you hear Blake.
Turn the
this.
Page
All right, so, Brian... thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Lucas, thank you for coming down from Chicago.
Absolutely.
And bringing a beer all the way from Denmark.
Happy to bring it.
All right. White Lung, thank you for making awesome music and for having a beer for Lucas to bring. That was fun. And Beermansky.
I'm here. Whatever.
Thanks for... thanks for not brushing your hair and for eating a foot-long sub in between segments.
All 12 inches.
As long as John Lester gets to win tonight, I don't care what happens.
All right. Well, until next week, this is the voice saying, may your music be loud and your beers cold. We will see you, Drunkomaniacs, in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production. Produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.